Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, August 4th, 2015. Israel's army demolish Palestinian-owned structures and invade parts of Gaza, attacking residents. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli occupation bulldozers on Tuesday morning tore down three homes in Dahmash town near occupied Ramleh under the pretext of building without permit. The homes are the property of the Assaf family and were demolished on April 15th earlier this year, but were rebuilt by the village and the popular committees. The people currently living in Dahmash were originally displaced from their homes in 1948 and took the neighborhood to be their home, refusing to leave Palestine. In related news, Israeli soldiers invaded Cheshem ad-Daraj, a Bedouin community east of Yatta town, south of the southernmost bank city of Hebron, and demolished a residential shed and a barn. There are around 1,200 Palestinians living in the village of Cheshem ad-Daraj, lacking basic infrastructure and subjected to repeated assaults and violations by Israeli soldiers and fanatic illegal settlers. Moreover, Israeli soldiers invaded Beit Kahel village near Hebron and demolished an agricultural shed, allegedly for being installed without a construction permit. The demolished shed is a 16 square meter used for storing agricultural supplies and as a dwelling, especially in the summertime. In Gaza on Tuesday, several armored Israeli military vehicles and bulldozers invaded Palestinian agricultural lands northwest of Khan Yunis in the southern part of the Gaza Strip and opened fire at random while army helicopters flew overhead. The army conducts daily invasions against the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip, mainly in areas close to the border fence, in addition to ongoing attacks against Gaza fishers in Palestinian territorial waters. In other news, two Palestinian political detainees held by the Israeli army have been on hunger strike for almost 8 days in protest of administrative detention and medical negligence, according to the Palestinian Prisoner Society, PPS. Medical negligence has been widely reported as a systematic policy by the Israeli Prison Service. Under administrative detention, Palestinian political prisoners are held without charges or trial and for indefinite and renewable periods of time. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was a Tuesday, August 4th, 2015 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.